This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you from the people of Al-Jannah, Rabbil Alameen. How close is Jannah to you? Who knows the Jama'ah? Almost. How close is Jannah to you? Is it close or too far? What do you guys think? Huh? Close or far, Jama'ah?
Close.
Okay, how close? Very close, right? But how close? Can you even imagine that? Okay, what about Jahannam? May Allah protect you from Jahannam, Ya Rabbil Alameen. How close is Jahannam to people? Is it too close or far? Or how close is it? Let's hear it from the Prophet, from the Master, salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. Let's see what he's teaching us, salawatullahi wa salam, about how close Jannah and Jahannam to people. In hadith number 105 in Riyad al-Salihin, the book of Al-Mujahada, on the struggling and striving for the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal, قال وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الجنة أقرب إلى أحدكم من شراك نعله والنار مثل ذلك. رواه البخاري. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم Jannah, paradise, is nearer to any one of you than your shoelace, and so is the hellfire. May Allah protect us from Jannah, may Rabbil Alameen. What does that even mean? When he says it's closer than your shoelace. How close is your shoelace from you, Jama? How close is it to your foot? Is there any gap? Unless you were 10 sizes bigger. But if you're wearing the right size, your shoelace is what? Is touching your skin, most likely. Like, it's right there. That's what it means. So what would the Prophet use this as an example anyway? Because that was the Arab culture. You know, that's the thing that they recognize. And part of their expressions, when they say something too close to you, it's closer than your shoelace to you. Like the foot where you're wearing your shoes, I mean, there is no even distance between you and what you're wearing, right? So it's that close. So the Prophet ﷺ said that Jannah is close to people. It's even closer than the shoelace is close to your foot. And also the example why that the shoelace was mentioned, say, because how do people reach destinations in Jama'ah? How is that?
To walk.
To walk, by foot, right? You walk. So it's like it's that close to you. That close, by the foot that you take in order for you to get to Jannah. And Jahannam is as well too. He says also as close as well. This is how close that can be. That's a very dangerous statement, Jama, right? But what does that mean? Well, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us over here, when it comes to the subject of Mujahada, keep in mind that you can get to Jannah with Mujahada, right? But does it have to be great deeds? Like, does it have to be some grand good deeds to get into Jannah? Not necessarily. The hadith is telling us, sometimes little deeds, small little deeds, but very good, very sincere, can get you where? Way beyond. SubhanAllah, we were just covering this in the Ta'seel class this past Wednesday. تضاعف الأعمال. How the deeds are multiplied. Based on what? So remember Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, sometimes the good deeds are multiplied in terms of reward because of what? Number one, حسن إسلام المرء. The quality of your Islam. So if your Islam is, mashallah, is good, so the good deeds that you do are multiplied as a result of that. Number two, your sincerity. The quality of your sincerity. How sincere you are. The more you are sincere, obviously, the reward will be multiplied even more. Same thing. He says also sometimes it's the type of quality, the type of good deed that you're doing. Some good deeds are higher than others in terms of the reward. So that also can multiply the reward for you for using it. Also sometimes it's the timing for it. Some good deeds in certain times are higher in reward than others. So eventually there are many, many reasons why good deeds will be multiplied. Sometimes a small good deed can be better than a lot of good deeds. Like what? The Prophet says in the hadith, قال سبق درهم مئة ألف درهم. One single dirham, which means $1, basically $1, surpasses the reward of $100,000. Wow. I mean, when you give $100,000, That's a lot of money, Jamaa, right? How many people can give 100,000 on a regular basis or even once in their lifetime, perhaps? Very few. May Allah bless the community with that, Rabbil Ameen. But sometimes the reward for giving $1 is way higher than 100,000. How so? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who gave a dollar or a dirham, he has only 2 dirhams. So when he gave a dollar, how much did he give? Half of his wealth. Half of his money, right? And the one who gave 100, he says, قال, عنده مال, has a lot of money, فأخذ من عرضه أكذا ثم فأيد به ألف مئة ألف. He took from the side of his wealth, mashallah, and just gave it for charity without even counting. And it came out to be 100,000. So 100,000 to millions, mashallah, or maybe billions, it's nothing. So that dollar can be actually way higher. So what does that mean? Don't always undermine, undervalue little good deeds. Don't you ever do that. Like, for example, you come to the masjid, and you look around, should I sit down or should I pray Tahiyatul Masjid? Ya akhi, pray Tahiyatul Masjid, ya akhi. What's wrong with you? You still have 5 minutes until the iqamah. You can make 2 rak'ah. They're just 2 rak'ah. La hawla la. Those 2 rak'ah, if you've done them with sincerity and with valuing the meaning of Tahiyatul Masjid before you sit down, valuing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that intention can make those 2 rak'ah better than tahajjud for 100 years probably of your lifetime. Because again, the intention has a lot to do with that. Same thing. You go out and you give charity for the fi sabilillah, not knowing the impact of that charity. But Allah subhanahu would know. You think, oh, although I have it, I mean, how much is it going to benefit anyway? Bismillah, here you go. I have $5. Take him. Those $5 might save a life. And Allah subhanahu says, قَالَ مَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Saving one life like saving the entire humanity. So do not belittle. Don't belittle the good deeds, no matter how little they are. And when the Prophet ﷺ was asked, Ya Rasulullah, أَيُّ الْعَمَلِ أَفْضَلِ, which of the good deeds are the best? What did he say? قَالْ أَدْوَمُهُ وَإِنْ قَلْ, the most consistent, even if it was little. So it doesn't matter how grand, how big it is, but how consistent that is. Ulama, they say consistency sometimes is not just in quantity, it also in what? In quality. Like you're always sincere. You're always conscious of your ibadah. It doesn't become automated. No, it's always conscious of your ibadah. So that's in regard to the good deed that will bring you to Jannah. This is how close Jannah can be to people. With little good deed that you can afford doing, you can do grand things. Another thing, husnul khuluq. The Prophet ﷺ said that the heaviest thing in the scale is your good manners. Now that doesn't require much from you, other than just being nice and kind and smile in the face of people and be forgiving and being tolerant and so on. And you get, subhanAllah, the heaviest thing in the scale. Saying, subhanAllah, bihamdi, subhanAllah al-azim, that is also heaviest in the scale as well too. So little things can bring you great deeds and bring you closer to Jannah. Similarly, some people sometimes look at some sins and they, unfortunately, they do not see the gravity of what they do. So they belittle the harm that their sins are causing to themselves and to other people, thinking it's okay. Like sometimes you hear somebody backbiting someone. And you tell them, Ya akhi, ittaqillah, you cannot say this. And she says to her sister, please don't speak like this in front of me, that's backbiting. We shouldn't be speaking about people like this. What is the answer you get from many, many people in that moment? What do they say? Astaghfirullah, may Allah forgive me. Jazakallah, thank you for reminding me. I wish. But most people, what do they say? The shaitan comes in, blow into their ego, and their arrogance kicks off. What do they say? Says, I can sit in his face. Like, you think I'm afraid? I will sit in his face. Yeah, right. That's the common thing people, they say. I don't care. I can sit in his face. Okay, akhi, then just shut up and sit in his face next time. Stop backbiting them. Those little things, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about people, they're getting punishment in their grave. For what? He said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا لَيُعَذَّبَنَ مَا يُعَذَّبَنِ فِي كَبِيرٍ. They're being punished in their grave for something they did not consider to be great. Like what? One of them didn't clean himself well after using the bathroom. I repeat, did not clean himself well after using the bathroom. You say, like, wow, that's a big deal. Indeed, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. The Prophet says, al-tahara shatul iman. Like, tahara purity and purification is half of our faith. So yeah, it's a big deal. And this person used the bathroom, doesn't clean himself very well. She used the bathroom, she doesn't clean herself very well. And by the way, I hope parents, please teach your children to do that, to clean themselves. Especially after using the bathroom as well here in public places, like in the masjid. Don't make a big mess and leave. Clean it as if you want someone when you come in, it's clean for you as well too. So that's something people, they don't really take seriously, but it causes punishment in their grave. The other one, the Prophet ﷺ said, قَالْ كَانْ يَمْشِي فِي النَّاسِ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. He keeps, you know, taking the namima, tail-bearing, going around, circulating the gossip all over the place. And you think it's not a big deal. Yes, wallahi, it is a big deal. So brothers and sisters, do not belittle things just because you don't see the gravity of it. It doesn't mean it's not considered something major. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, and other sahaba, they said, when the next generation after the sahaba, they said to them, قَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ أَعْمَالًا هِيَ فِي عَيْنِكُمْ أَدَقُّ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ كُنَّا نَعُدُّهَا عَلَى أَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ أَوْ مِنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ. They said that you guys are doing things. You're doing things and you're thinking of it so lightly. Like it's very light, just like a hair lock, nothing. We used to consider that at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, some of the major things. Like this is how people, they see the gravity of the sin. Depend on the taqwa of the iman, the quality of the Islam, and the sincerity, and so on. So it's a very serious matter, jama'ah. So that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, Jannah and Jahannam can be so close, closer to people than their own shoelaces. Therefore, make sure to stay away from the things that brings to Jahannam. I need to strive and to do mujahada to keep yourself clear and also, inshallah, increase your ta'a and your ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts, ya Rabbil Alameen, and our a'mal, and keep us always closer and approaching Jannah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu a'lam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes.
As you mentioned earlier about the cleanliness in the bathroom.
Yes.
Because these days in America, the children and even the adults in colleges, the urine is standing up.
No.
They are bringing the same habit to the mosque.
True. So again, we request that you guys, whenever being your children, hopefully you teach them at home to use the bathroom properly. So when they come to the masjid, inshallah, they do it right. Also for the adults, obviously. And when you come to the masjid or the public place, make sure to keep the place clean better than when you used it, when you first actually came in. That is, wallahi, part of our deen jama'ah, to protect each other and ourselves, because tahara in general is half of our faith. May Allah keep us all purified, ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.